Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology. Welcome to this committee today. We're here for the purpose of electing a chairperson for this committee. And I'm guided by Rule 129, by the first meeting we elect the chairperson, and Rule 131, where the secretary preside over this proceeding of election. Now, I think we're all familiar with meeting procedure, so if we can start straight away calling for nominations for chairperson. So I open the floor. Please, if you nominate, name and surname for the record, please. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning. My name is Lindwe Masebo. I'm the whip for the committee. I would like to nominate Honorable Dr. Bevan Gogwana for the position of the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology. Thank you very much.
Okay, we've got a nomination for Dr. Gogwana. Any seconder for that nomination?
Good morning, honourable members and the aides and the staff of Parliament. My name is Lindy Onjobo. I supported the name of Honourable Gogwana. Thank you.
Members, we have a seconder. Are there any further nominations? No. No further nominations. Then can we declare that Dr. Gogwana is then the chairperson for this committee? And then can I take the opportunity to congratulate the chairperson for PC Science and Technology? And then can I immediately, without further ado, ask him to take his chair?
I'm not sure whether it's not a coup that is going on there. Maybe it's a coup. Good morning, members. I think this is a committee that belongs to you. I honestly thank you, humbly thank you for electing me into this position. There's a saying that don't lead, I might not follow. Don't follow, I might not lead. Let's walk on side by side. We'll achieve more. I don't think I'll be leading, neither I'll be following. But I want us to work together to achieve what we want to achieve. Having looked at this portfolio that we are working on, where we're going to be oversizing the department, passing its budget, and interacting with communities specifically around this, it looks like it's going to be an easy work because it's a small department. But I seem to think, and somebody might correct me or might prove me wrong, small as it looks like, it seems as if we want to transform South Africa, this is the key development that needs to do that. For me, it's like the Northern Cape, which has got the smallest population, but it has got the biggest geographical area. So it looks like a small department, but it's a key in transforming South Africa. I'm saying this because the life is dynamic. It used to take me 3 days to move from Eastern Cape to Joburg, but these days it takes me less than an hour to get to Joburg. It's because of science and technology and innovation that has made that, meaning that life has changed from the year that I was young to now. And for me, this is what we need to do for South Africa. The second thing that I want to mention is that not that I'm blaming our past, but you've got to look at your past as to what was happening. I think our past made us to feel that science is a very difficult thing. And a lot of us fear science, that it's something that you don't even need to touch it. But believe me, you, that science is the one that makes everything happen. A lot of people mustn't fear. It's the easier subject as far as I'm concerned, science. And it's the one that makes us innovative. And it contributes to the economy of South Africa. And it contributes to changing South Africa. And having said that, maybe Mam Lindela, we should have chosen a female to lead this one. I'm saying this, you'll correct me, I'm not sexist, but I think I need to mention it. That coming from rural areas myself, we always feel that females are more advanced than males. It's not because they are females, I think it's because of they can manage their egos better than males. And as a result, it's easy for them to follow whatever that comes, the dynamic nature of the world. And I'm mentioning this because when that happens, when they become innovative and they understand things easier than males, most of the males in rural areas where I come from, they just label females as by target. And I think those who are coming from rural areas are very much aware of what I'm saying. And for me, it's not about the target, but it's about understanding that life is dynamic and understanding even before the others understand. So having said those things, I'm wishing that we work together well and we make this portfolio an easy one so that everybody can follow, even those that were made to feel that science is a difficult one, it's very difficult to understand, we're going to make it an easy thing and everybody's going to be interested because it cuts across every department and it's the main thing that is going to make us change South Africa and be what we want it to be, both industrially and socially. So it's going to make South Africa move forward. So with that, I was trying to thank you for electing me. And I'm hoping that you will lead me accordingly. There's a small program that we are going to be having before I go on to the other thing. I thought that at least for today, we need to move out of this place quite early. But next week, there's a small program. It's not done by me. It's done by Shanaz. Don't think that I knew that I was going to be the chairperson. It's Shanaz who told me that we need to meet the department next week. We'll be meeting the department next week and the other week after. That is on the 2nd and on the 9th. So that by 11, we've got a report about the committee because we're going to be dealing with budgets now. So I hope that members would agree with this short program that has been done by Shana because she has been leading us. Having done that, I would request that we introduce ourselves because we are all new, nobody knows who is who. Introduce ourselves and briefly, if one could say, I've got this small experience in this particular area. Maybe let me start with myself. I'm Jiven Monwabi Sikokwana. I hail from the Eastern Cape. I'm a medical doctor by profession, a specialist physician. I'll go to Mam Lindela.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and congratulations once again for your election. My name is Lindiwe Masebo, a member of the African National Congress, come from Gauteng. I've been a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for 20 years, and the last term I was the Speaker of Gauteng. Science and technology was not my line. I'm studying law, but I know it's an interesting committee and one is going to enjoy. Thank you very much.
My name is Janita Blanche. I come from the Northwest Province. I've previously served in the MTFB from 2004 until 2009. I was also the whip in the MTFB. And then I went to the NA in the last term. And I served in Home Affairs, Transport, and the last part of the term I was a member of this committee.
So you know this
committee? Yes, I do.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Amelie Lotrit. I'm a member of the Democratic Alliance, and I come from Free State, Bloemfontein. This is my second term, and Chair, I don't really have much experience in science and technology. My experience is in higher education. I was a professor at the University of the Free State, and I also hold a degree in law.
Good morning, my name is Maureen Skippers. I'm a member of the ANC, served in the Free State Legislature, first time in the NA, and my first encounter was science and technology.
So my name is Kamalan Mulindi, went to the guys. I don't think it was a book server to commit science and technology. Bengat and Seva, we mining in a boat last year.
I think you have the name for those who don't understand Zulu, because there's no interpretation. She's saying she's coming from KZN in Kopo. She's saying she doesn't think that she'll be able to serve in this community because she doesn't know science and technology. My response, Malindi, is that this is one of the easiest. We'll show you as we move along. Okay.
My name is Pro Koza. I'm coming from Mpumalanga, Gerstibande District, Albertluthuli Municipality. I'm a former councillor in the Albertluthuli Municipality, a white councillor, by the way. This is my first encounter in science and technology, and I'm looking forward to get more. Thank you.
No, we might even ask Ivan Koza to come and help you.
A lot of people think that I'm related to him. I'm not. It's just the same name. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Tlanja Kubisa. I come from KwaZulu-Natal. I don't have an experience in science or technology, but I'm a former high school principal. I was head of department at College of Education, and I was a professor in philosophy of education at the University of Zululand. Then I served as a member of KwaZulu-Natal Legislature for 7 years. Just recently, I was a deputy mayor at Umlalazi Municipality in KwaZulu-Natal. So the first time I find myself in science and technology, but I hope to learn.
I think if you've got the brain cells, which I think, which I've seen, I've seen you. Don't ask me how I saw them. You are going to know it.
No, I'm Kasal Makala from Sandy Village in Limpopo, a member of the ANC deployed into this committee. Thank you.
I think the committee belongs to the members, so that's how we introduce them. But I'm told that most of the professors would agree with me that politicians are not that brilliant. It's the intellectuals that are brilliant. So we'll be assisted. There are people who are going to assist us because politicians are not that brilliant. I'm sure you know the story of the person who wanted to be brilliant. He went to a shop where there were two brains that were left. And one brain belonged to a professor. The other one belonged to a politician. But the interesting thing is that the one that belonged to a politician was very expensive, and the one that belonged to a professor was very cheap. Now, he wanted the one from the professor, but he was worried that it was so cheap. It was 10,000 rand. The other one was 10 million rand. Now, he asked why such a difference. The answer was very easy, that the one of the politician, because there's no work in parliament, is still not used. The other one has been used so much that there's nothing that is left. So that's why politicians need somebody to assist. The person who's next to me, Ushana, has been the one who has been coordinating us and doing everything, leading us. She's going to introduce us, those people that are supposed to be assisting the politicians to do their work properly, which is oversight, making laws, and making sure that we communicate with the community. Okay, Shana, can you tell us who's going to be assisting us?
My name is Shanaa Isaac, I've already said that, so I'm the committee secretary, so all our logistics, admin, procedure, that I'll take care of, so, and then on my right here, we've got in the corner Dr. Ilya Madikani, he's our very capable researcher, and then next to him seated is Dr. Renee Osborne-Mullins, our content advisor. She will be able to assist the committee on content issues. Right at the back, we've got Nina Pacenzi, which is allocated to the office of the chairperson, and same with Amanda Klein. At the moment, I think there's two persons. And I think the department officials can introduce themselves. They also represented here today, Chair. Thanks.
My name is Lulani. I'm the parliamentary member. On my left is Nandi, from the office of the beach. She always comes to the office. So she's not allowed to be allowed.
I think the people from your department should investigate why your gadget is not working. They should make a research. There's a scientific reason why it's not working. I don't think they hate you. Can you use the other one?
Maybe you need to check it.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Luyanda France. I'm the parliamentary liaison officer from the Ministry of Science and Technology. I'm going with Nandi Patanzani from the office of the DG. Yeah, we'll always be coming together when we come to the committee. I suppose maybe I got to come nearer to Honorable Matale because at least we happen to be together some time at UWC. Thanks, Chair.
So you're at UWC doing science and technology? Oh, okay. I thought it was your wife next to you. I see there's some people. Shannon from the communication. Can you introduce yourselves, ladies? We don't know you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Yodi Swalandu. I am in the Parliament's Communications Unit. I'll be providing all media-related assistance and communication for the committee. Thank you.
Next to you. Mm-hmm. Is she not a spy?
Good morning, my name is Vugile. I'm from PMG, the Parliamentary Monetary Group. We sit in on your meetings and we compile reports that we make accessible to the public.
Oh, years ago, she wanted to go to Northern Cape or Sutherland to look at the technology there. Don't you want us to go there so that you could report that? No, I'm joking. Okay.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. I'm Aziza Frederick from the CSIR. It's an entity that reports to this committee. And because of the large interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary nature of the research of the CSIR, we actually have an office based here and we attend many portfolio committees. I've been sitting in on the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology since 2001. So it's a lot of continuity and I've been seeing the comings and goings of the committee. Thanks, Chair.
Let's hope somebody pays you, not the committee. We're not going to budget for you. I'm sure, members, you would understand, it's a small committee. I mean, it's a small department that are going to be operating with a small budget, but I'm told that 92% of that budget actually go to state agencies, which are many. One of them is the CSIR. But because of the constraint of time, we're not going to be considering most of those agencies. We're just going to talk to the department for the report and passing the budget. But if there's a feeling that there are some of them like CSIR that we need to call before we make a report, we'll definitely do that. So we'll be meeting next week on Wednesday. I think it's going to be at 10 o'clock or 9:30 next week. So thank you very much, everybody. Looking forward to working together and making South Africa a better place to be. Thank you very much. Thank you. Who are those sitting in the corner? Can you tell us who?
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Lebo Maamukwe. I am the secretary to the ANC study group. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Tando Kolo Potoman. I'm a committee assistant in this committee. I thought Shana Zoljon would joke me, but she forgot. No worries, Shana. Thank you.
Okay, thank you everybody. We'll be meeting next week on Wednesday then at 9:30. I don't know the venue. Shanaz will tell us where will be the venue. Thank you everybody. Can I declare this meeting over?